It's a Tuesday, and on a Tuesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council District with Mayor Maurice Collison. How are you, mate?
Beautiful, beautiful. Great. Out watching a little bit of rain over the last couple of days. It's been brilliant.
Nice to see some of that rain running down the hill and into our dams. We're at about 65%. You'd have to be happy with that.
Very happy, and as soon as I get some COVID restrictions lifted, I'll be straight out in the boat and catch a fish.
I'll have to join you with that one day. Mate, tell us, what's been happening up at Warbirds?
Yeah, there's quite been a bit of media backlash on... we have had some structural design issues out there with Kingston, the contractors, of course, but we're working very close with them, and it's very... to know that it's Kingston's problem, they've got to fix it. It's no cost to our ratepayers or us. It's a little bit of a hold-up in completion time. But temporary ceased at the moment for some work, but a lot of work on the ground still taking place.
So we're still expecting it all to be done in time for the grand opening in March?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're supposed to have this done by end of November, and it's probably going to come into December.
Yep.
But I'll know more today when I meet them today on site, and we'll certainly be able to keep everyone... up to speed, what's happening?
Good as gold. Now, Morris, I saw something really cool on the Upper Hunter Council Facebook page just yesterday, talking about expressions of interest about bringing the bins in and out for people that can't do it themselves.
Yeah, well, this is a great idea. There's no doubt there's some people out there with limited mobility on, no doubt they're relying on family or friends or neighbours to bring their bins in and out for the collection. So this is something we're going to look for some feedback on. You know, how many's interested and how many people there is. But the problem is you've got to go through a site inspection and a declaration from the general practitioner at this stage. But I'm hoping people will either drop a letter into the Shire or send an email into the Shire with their whether they're interested in going ahead with this. It's a great thing.
So it is for people that are immobile, not just lazy like myself.
Well, you'd hope it's not those people, but there's certainly some elderly people there that certainly need some assistance, and there's no charge to this new facility. And, please let us know what your thoughts are.
Great idea. Well done to the Upper Hunter Shire Council team. And finally, how are things going with COVID, mate?
Look, it's challenging, and we've just got to work with it. And how lucky we are, I said before, the Upper Hunter, Musselbrook, Singleton, Liverpool Plains, we're so lucky this stage is we're keeping away from the COVID. Our sewerage treatment plant results come back and they're clear. I think more will go away this week and hopefully the same again. So just thank you very much to the community for their strength and during this difficult time. And let's keep going. Wouldn't it be great to get through this and say, hey, we're an LGA that all supported each other and got away with nil COVID.
100%. Maurice Collison, absolutely spot on as always. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll catch up again next week, mate.
Good. Thank you very much. Bye. Bye.